Devin, how's the experience in Atlanta been so far? I mean, you're back playing offense again. What's it been like for you this season?
It's been fine, you know. Of course, our record situation is not where we want it to be. But as an offensive unit, the offense is pretty good. Like I said, we're just having fun out here, having fun.
Devin, what's the biggest difference for you emotionally in Atlanta? It seems like you're playing with kind of new pep in your step with, you know, a new life kind of.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, things are meant for a new start, fresh start. Kind of like a relationship, you know. Sometimes you might be forcing, you know, the relationship and it's not meant. And sometimes you just move on, and that's in the situation I'm in now. Well, I moved on in a relationship that I'm happy now.
Devin, going off that, you said you were unhappy here for 3 to 4 years. How much convincing did it take on the Bears' part for you to come back last year?
Excuse me?
You said on the NFL Network the other night that you were unhappy in Chicago for like the past 3 or 4 seasons. And how much convincing did it take from the Bears for you to return last year?
You know, I was pretty much on contract, you know, and that's, you know, I obey by the contract. Whatever I sign, that's what I stick with.
Devin, when you went into free agency in March, what were you looking for to find a team that you felt could fit you properly?
Right, just a team like Atlanta that pretty much is turning out the way I hoped. You know, for me to come in and, you know, of course, take over the return duties and, you know, mix me up a little bit in offense.
Devin, what are your thoughts on facing the Bears, your old team, on Sunday?
It's going to be fun, kind of exciting. So just going against guys in practice, it'd be the first time for me to go, you know, against them live. Been around these guys for a long time, so it's kind of like playing against your brother, you know. That's the way it kind of seems now.
Some players say it's just another game, but I'm guessing it's not when you're going against the Bears. Is that true?
That's the way I'm approaching it. You know, I don't want to go out and force something that's not there. You know, I'm going to go out and play ball and have the ball game swings. That's the way it's going to end up.
Devin, is this, you know, the situation with you as a receiver this year, have you changed or improved as a receiver, or is this just a matter of the quarterback?
I'm pretty much the same guy, you know. Just, I would say, you know, just more opportunities for me, gave me in matchups. I would say the coaches did a great job at that, finding plays that fits me and gave me out of space. I mean, we all know that, you know. Y'all guys, y'all covered me for 8 years. You know I'm the type of guy, you get me out of space, I can do damage, so it's no brainer with that situation.
Did you not want to play offense last year because your relationship with Jay, you just didn't feel like it was working?
I mean, I don't want to talk about what happened last year. Right now, I'm just focusing on Atlanta. I got a quarterback that I'm dealing with now that, you know, we're working out some things. You know, I'm happy here. Chemistry is great. Great quarterback, Bear Ryan. I'm just happy here. So I'm focusing on Atlanta right now.
Do you expect the Bears are going to kick you?
That's something you guys got to go ask Jody. I know y'all see I'm married today, so if you want, you can ask him, and he'll let you know.
Were you surprised Lovie kicked you?
No, I wasn't surprised. It's football.
If you were Joe D, would you kick to you?
I mean, that's why I'm a player and head coach. I can't answer that question, honestly. Hopefully, you know, if I 10, 12 years from now, if I'm coaching, I have to come up with an idea of going against a returner like me.
Devin, when you look at the Bears punting unit, what do you see specifically out of their punter, Pat O'Donnell?
Cool guy, young guy. You know, he's just trying to get a feel of the game right now, and that's what you expect out of a rookie, you know, trying to adjust from college to the NFL and what it's like and the things that need to be done in the league. And right now he's just young. He's improving each and every week, so that's a plus for him, you know. And he seems like he's steady getting better each and every week.
A lot of Bears players and coaches said they reached out to you after you set the record. Was it nice to hear from them?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know, this thing is bigger than me just, you know, going to a new team. You know, the friendship that I built there, you know, would always be there. And those guys that reached out to me were there since day one. And, like I said, I thank them a lot, and I wish them all the best this year.
Devin, you talked about wanting to break the record with the Bears. Did it feel different that you broke it with a different team?
It felt a little different. You know, I wanted it to happen in Chicago, but at the end of the day, it happened in Atlanta where, you know, the guy that owns the record was there, drafted from Atlanta Falcons. He was actually there at the game, so it made it more interesting for me. And at the end of the day, it was, you know, regardless of where it was done at, you know, it's just a big relief off my back.
Devin, the Bears' return games has been basically in shambles this year. If you weren't appreciated before, do you think the fans and the team really appreciate what you were able to do now?
I mean, who knows? I can't really answer that question.
Do you feel like you were appreciated for all what you did here by the fans and by the team for all the return stuff you did?
Yeah, I know I was appreciated there.
Kevin, do you see seams and openings in the Bears' return game that you might be able to capitalize on and take one back this week?
It's different, you know. For me to judge on their retirement and what they could have did, you know, I'm not in that situation. A lot of guys look at film. Sometimes they say film don't lie. Film lies, I think so. You know, because you can pause it and have a hole wide open, and once you hit play, that hole closes. So, when I look at that point of saying, you know, if that return shouldn't have did this or he could have did that, you know, it's hard unless you're out there. You know, you can't judge a guy that's out on the field and you're watching. It's impossible.
But are their coverage units, are they vulnerable, you think?
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen any big runs on them. I haven't seen any guy take it to the house. So right now they have a solid unit.
Kevin, how has Matt Ryan helped you offensively?
He's a great guy in the league. You know, he's very outspoken. He puts in the time before and after practice with his players. His receivers, most definitely. You know, he spends more time with them, extra time, much as possible. Even in the meeting room, when we going over plays, he's standing up, voicing his opinion on things that we can do to make the play even better. So he's just he's an outspoken person.
When and how did you get a feel that this offensive system was going to be a good fit for you?
First week of, coming out, you know, going with the offense, OTAs and all season, you know, workouts and things like that we had. The offense is always like this, you know. It wasn't like this one just because I got here. But, you know, if you look over the past history, this offense was always electrifying. They always was in the top 5, 10, you know, in offense. So it's no different with me out here. I'm just a guy, you know, that's getting opportunities to make plays, and I'm going out trying to do it.
What have you appreciated about Julio?
He's a guy that draws a lot of attention and is going to make plays. Very talented guy, young guy, very young, but still talented. So he right now is so crazy because he has so much improvement just because of his age and how young he is. When he really peaks, it's going to be scary.
Were you nervous when you went to Atlanta? I mean, just because you had been with one team the whole time, you know, not knowing what to expect, maybe not knowing all the guys.
No, I wasn't nervous. Some of the guys I knew from just meeting up and doing appearances and things like that. Some of them I grew up with. So the first day I got here and got in the locker room, these guys opened with wide open arms and were just so excited for me to be here just as well as I was.
Devin, was it just about money that you did not stay in Chicago? I mean, did you feel like they made the effort to keep you?
Chicago didn't offer me anything. They didn't offer me no contract. They didn't call me or nothing they didn't call me, period, pretty much. So I didn't hear from Chicago. So it was like they didn't say they was going to resign me. All I knew was they were just going in a different direction.
How did you process that when that happened?
I mean, I just had to take it the way it was. Pretty much simple, you know. I felt, you know, they just went in a new direction, so it's gave me options to go out and explore and see what other teams was interested in.
Does it still bother you?
I mean, it bothers every player that that been around in this league and know that played the ball, the played football. If you've been with a team for over 6, 7 years, or 8 years, or however many years, if you've been there for a long time, you know, it bothers you, you know, when your contract is up and the team don't even come and offer you anything. So it bothers me, but at the same time, you know, everything happens for a reason. I believe in God, and like I said, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes, you know, what you want might not be the best fit for you.
Did it seem like the writing was on the wall with all the changes going on here, from GM to, you know, Lovey and Brian gone last year? Did it just seem like the writing was on the wall for you?
You can slowly see it coming. I've seen you guys writing stories about it, you know. You can tell it was coming.
Devin, can your familiarity with Robbie this week help you in any regards to game planning?
I know what he's good at. I know what his weaknesses are. So, I mean, if you want to look at that.
What are his weaknesses?
Robbie knows.
Do you think the Bears basically just like a lot of guys in the NFL just thought your best days were behind you?
No, I don't think that. You know, they were just, you know, seeing it coming, and I'm pretty sure they knew my best days wasn't over. I knew. I'm pretty sure of that, though. I think they wanted probably a new start for me, probably. I don't know.
Hey, guys, last question. You got to run.
Hey, Devin, your numbers were up a little bit last year. Did you feel like they were surrounding you with enough talent in the return game for you to you know, be successful last year?
Then my numbers was up last year.
A little bit from the year before.
And when you say numbers up, as in what?
In the return game.
Yardage.
And from last year was because my kickoff return yards were so high.
Yeah.
I was just probably basically because I was just doing kickoff and punt return. Nothing else, you know. And Jody came in and did a great job creating a great group of guys to put out there to help out the return game.